Twitter is apparently playing around with the idea of breaking the one rule that they have had for 10 years, the 140-character limit, because that's what we needed, Twitter to be more like Facebook. We'll talk about that more coming up.
This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Wirecast, the market-leading cross-platform all-in-one live streaming production software. With Wirecast, you can capture an unlimited number of input devices from live camera feeds, your desktop, web feeds, and even pre-recorded video, audio, and graphics. You can easily switch between feeds with transitions, lower thirds, green screen, and other video effects all within Wirecast itself. Use the built-in multi-format encoding capabilities and easily stream to integrated streaming services and CDNs. Guys, I've used all the major live streaming programs, free and paid, and as far as I'm concerned, if you want a professional broadcast, Wirecast is it. For more information, visit frontpagetech.net/Wirecast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek, that is me, to another, that is you. Today, my lovely lovers of tech, is a special day. Number one, because I'm sick. I don't want to be sick, but it kind of happened. Actually, I have no idea how it happened. I just started being sick, I guess, again. Michelle works at like an eye clinic, and a bunch of patients come in, and they're like, it's like garbage people. They're so gross. They come in, they cough all over the place, and Michelle brings it home, and I get sick, and that's just the story of life. But it's also our anniversary, Michelle and my, our mine and Michelle's, Michelle and I's. It's our anniversary today. So if you want, go tweet her and tell her happy anniversary. I mean, it's not her anniversary to you, it's to me, but at Sheldem on Twitter is how you can find her. So today we're going to go see The Force Awakens, actually. We've already seen it, but we're going to see it in 3D because that's what you do on your anniversary. You go see The Force Awakens again. I've been keeping you guys updated. I've slowly gotten her into Star Wars. Now she's like obsessed with it, and she loved The Force Awakens. She keeps saying that she wants to see it again, so I figured why not? We'll go out to eat, go to Force Awakens, gifts, that sort of thing. Stuff you do on your anniversary. But first, even though I'm sick, even though it's my anniversary, I did not want to disappoint. I wanted to make sure to do a show and get some news out there because today there is some news, finally. So, story number one, Star Wars, fittingly enough, The Force Awakens has overtaken Avatar as the highest grossing movie in the U.S. So, yesterday, I believe, it passed the Titanic, which is pretty crazy. I think that was, they were around $742.2 million, passing the Titanic, but now they are at $758 million. Just before passing Avatar, they needed $20 million more, basically, to pass Avatar. And this week alone, they've been making $8 million a day. So it's not going to be hard. It's not hard. They passed them in the U.S. That's pretty crazy because you had the Titanic come out from James Cameron. You guys know. And then James Cameron made Avatar, but that was a massive break in between the record breaking. So you had, you know, James Cameron made Titanic, and that movie really grew over time. It wasn't something crazy like we're seeing with Star Wars. That movie just kept growing and growing. In fact, I believe it was like a month or two after Titanic was actually released in theaters that it had its highest grossing day, which was Valentine's Day. Everyone went to go see it. And it held the record for the longest time until Avatar came out, and that took a while to break the record, but it did. But now, I mean, we saw it coming. The Force Awakens was so highly anticipated, probably the most highly anticipated movie of all time. And now it is officially the highest grossing movie in the U.S., and it's probably going to pass a billion, which, of course, would be the very first movie to ever do that, to cross $1 billion in revenue. Now, of course, right now, nothing has been kind of shifted or adjusted for inflation. Just raw numbers right now. But nonetheless, it holds the record now. So congratulations, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. You did it. Microsoft is going to stop supporting Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10. In fact, they have. Now, there is one exception. So for Windows Vista users who are going to stick with Windows Vista users who are going to stick with Internet Explorer 9, you are the exception. However, in April of 2017, Vista will no longer be supported. So there you go. Vista will be retired. The day we're talking is Tuesday, January 12th. Microsoft will officially and support for Internet Explorer versions 8, 9, 10. I'm kind of shocked that they're still supporting 11 because they're pushing Edge so much, but Edge isn't necessarily fully baked yet, so I guess I can kind of see why they're going to continue support. But as soon as Edge is like completely fully baked and they have enough confidence in it, I would expect Internet Explorer 11 to go out the window. No one needs it, right? No one needs it. So, the BlackBerry Priv, here we go, made it back into the show. We know that Verizon said that they were going to carry it. We know that AT&T was going to carry it. Sprint's also going to carry it. T-Mobile, John Ledger, I believe it's Ledger. He's actually my friend on Facebook, huh? Fun fact. He announced today at CES that on the 26th of this month, January, they will start carrying the Priv. So apparently they've known for a while this isn't like a new deal, but T-Mobile had a 60-day agreement with AT&T not to announce carrier availability because we know that AT&T had the exclusive deal with BlackBerry to carry it. Good. You know, BlackBerry, it doesn't surprise me, you know, that this phone was good enough for, you know, for carriers to jump on board a bit more. But keep in mind that in order for BlackBerry to succeed, they need to sell 5 million devices every single year, which they might be able to do this year, but I don't know. I just don't see it. We were told by John Ledger, he said himself that he would expect BlackBerry to completely stop manufacturing hardware by October, of course, of this year. But apparently he said, some cash is coming in. So good luck, BlackBerry. We hope you make it. We don't want to see you go away. But also, I want to be proven that I was right, because everyone calls me mean names when I talk any shit about BlackBerry. And I want to call them mean names. Okay, next one. Twitter. This is interesting. Twitter is considering expanding their character limit. So the current limit is obviously 140 characters. What are they going to expand it to? 200, 300, 400, 500? No, 10,000. This is what they're considering. And we sort of had a test of this already. You know that DMs also used to be 140 characters, but now it has been expanded. You might have thought DMs were unlimited. That is not the case. The limit in DMs is 10,000 characters. So I guess that was their test. Now, everyone thought this was kind of crazy. In fact, I think I tweeted that the last thing we want is for Twitter to be more like Facebook, which is kind of the case. Jack Dorsey released a statement as well, the CEO of Twitter. I'll get to that in a second. Basically, how it will work is when I kind of read this at first, saw the headline, I assumed that when you're scrolling through Twitter, you're just going to have one asshole that posted 10,000 characters and you're going to have to scroll through all of it to get to the next tweet in your Twitter feed, but that is not the case. Apparently, they will show 140 characters, and then you can tap on the tweet, it will expand and show you more. So a bit more useful than I originally thought. Here's what Jack Dorsey had to say. He posted on Twitter, "At its core, Twitter is public messaging. A simple way to say something to anyone that everyone in the world can see instantly. We didn't start Twitter with a 140 character restriction. We added that early on to fit into a single SMS message, 160 characters. Takes you way back, huh? It's become a beautiful constraint, and I love it. It inspires creativity and brevity and a sense of speed. We will never lose that feeling." He goes on to say, "We've spent a lot of time observing what people are doing on Twitter, and we see them taking screenshots of text and tweeting it." Yeah, Jack. Assholes is who does that. "Instead, what if that text was actually text? Text that could be searched, text that could be highlighted. That's more utility and power. What makes Twitter is its fast, public, live, conversational nature, something. We will always work to strengthen that for every person around the world in every language. And by focusing on conversation and messaging, the majority of tweets will always be short and sweet and conversational. We're not going to be shy about building more... Almost threw up. Utility and power into Twitter for people. As long as it's constrained with, or as long as it's consistent with what people want to do, we're going to explore it. Now, I wish I would have zoomed in so I could read because I'm fucking blind. So, like I said, it'll be 140 characters and you can expand it. Here's what I think they should have done. I think that we should have gotten, I think it should have stayed 140 characters. For the people that want to take screenshots of massive text, whatever, fine, do that. But it should stay at 140 characters and give us a free hashtag, or free, like, the hashtag won't count against the characters in the tweet, is what I mean by free. Give us a free hashtag, a free Twitter handle, you know, when we tag someone, and a link. I would love for links to not count against your characters. I mean, the links get shortened automatically by Twitter anyway, so it's the same amount of characters every time we post a link, but what if we just didn't have that period? What if it just didn't count? I'm swinging my arms, getting passionate, I smacked my mic. Don't want to smack my mic. Give us a free link, free hashtag, free Twitter handle, and I would be fine. Who texted me? Brian. He said that he thought I would wait for him for FPT. But I have to go anniversary. Yeah, that. So, I'm curious. What do you guys think about the limit for Twitter? Let me know in the comment section below. Please, I'm curious because I'm skeptical at first. I'm sure it's not going to be that big of a deal when it rolls out. We don't have an official date yet. In fact, 10,000 characters might not stick. They might make it different. They might make it like 5,000 characters. Either way, that's a lot of characters in a tweet. Let me know your thoughts. Comment section below. Guys, that's the show. That's all the news we have. I got to go get ready for anniversary stuff. And yeah, so that's why this has been in a weird time. But that is that. Hopefully you liked it. You learned anything. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. You can follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech. You can now find us on the GFQ Network. So I'll put a link down to their website down in the description. That's cool because I watched, you know, GFQ for a while, and now we are on their website. So gfqnetwork.com is where you can find that, and that is it. I will see you. Have a good day and a good night and a good life. Goodbye.